morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm very good. I've got a bit of a cold, but I'm pretty sure you can't catch it over radio, so I think
you're good. Especially not from Melbourne.
You never know. Just to start off with, what are some common mistakes people make when choosing a career?
Well, look, I think one of the, I guess, the key reasons why people come to me, and, you know, I see people from all ages, but often people that, you know, I see who are in their, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, didn't have potentially a lot of career coaching earlier on in, you know, at school when they first had to choose a career path. And I find that a lot of people, you know, chose careers based on what subjects they may have been good at school or on advice from, you know, well-meaning friends and family. But sometimes there's more to it than just what you're good at. And a lot of us, you know, are really good at lots of different things, but there also has to be a level of interest. And, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, also finding a career that suits your personality.
Well, do you think some people feel pressured to, lock themselves into a career?
Yeah, look, I think there's particularly pressure, you know, from younger kids, like school students who get a good ATAR, who feel that they can't waste that mark. So they might choose something to kind of use their ATAR score rather than really thinking about what they're really interested in and, you know, what is going to be a fit for their natural strengths and personality. So, look, you know, there's definitely, you know, issues with people, you know, not perhaps considering all those different elements that go into having, you know, a career that you enjoy.
Mm. Well, I know when I was younger, I wanted to get into law, which was a bit of a far cry from radio. It was all from watching too much Law and Order and a law video game. So I think the career would have been a little bit different from what I've been playing. You know, but I would assume a lot of us want to turn our passions into career. I like to talk, so radio was a natural fit for me. But is it always a good idea to turn passion into work?
Look, I believe that it's not always a good idea. Look, I think you definitely have to have a level of interest in what you're doing. But unfortunately, sometimes when you follow your passions change over time. So what you might be passionate about in your early 20s might be quite different, you know, by the time you're 30 or 40 or older. So sometimes, you know, unfortunately, also following your passion means you fall out of love with whatever you're interested in. So I guess my test is really about finding something that interests you, that comes naturally to you, but also that it was going to energize you. You know, I think if you are doing work that uses your natural strengths and suits your personality and is aligned to your values, then you tend to feel energized by that work rather than drained.
I just want to pick you up on a point. You're saying find work that matches your personality. What exactly does that mean?
So in the, you know, a lot of career coaches use personality assessments. So one of the most popular ones is Myers-Briggs, or some people call it the MBTI. So that's, you know, understanding whether you are an introvert or an extrovert, whether you're someone that likes process or you're more creative. Are you someone that gets motivated by solving problems or from helping people? And also whether you like, what sort of structure you like in your world, whether you're someone who likes lots of structure and rules, or whether you need an environment that's more about flexibility and being, you know, having lots of autonomy in your role. So I find that, you know, that often personality dictates what sort of work environment people will thrive in. And if they're in the wrong environment, then often they become, you know, quite bored or stifled or just unhappy in general.
Well, people who do get stuck into that methodology of going through the steps every day, changing career can be a bit of a big step and something that can be quite daunting. What is your advice for someone who might want to change career?
Look, it is an overwhelming process for most people at whatever age that they decide to potentially make a change. You know, I think there are certain steps, and the first is a really, you know, having a really good, you know, it's that self-assessment piece, you know, really understanding what is important to you, you know, what, where your natural strengths are, where your interests are, and, you know, taking the time to go through that process before you even start looking for a job. Sometimes people just want to rush into the practical stuff, which is, you know, getting your resume updated and changing your LinkedIn, but they don't do the sort of work before that. And that involves often getting out and talking to lots of people and exploring different careers to eliminate the risk of making the wrong decision.
Mm. Well, that's very good advice. Like, I mean, to be honest, I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at right now, but you never know.
That's good to hear.
Thank you so much.
No, a pleasure. Thank you for chatting with me.